Do you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit moneypit.com, click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Pony Jorgensen Clamping Products. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with your home improvement projects, whatever it takes, home improvement, decor, repair, remodeling, to make your house your best home ever. We would love to be a part of that transformation. All you need to do is to call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question to moneypit.com or to facebook.com/themoneypit, and we will be happy to engage with you and try to help you out, try to figure out what the best way is to go, how you can save some money, how you can get the projects done as quickly and easily as possible. For those repairs, how to get it done once, get it done right, so you never have to do it again, or at least not for a long time. Whatever is on your to-do list, your dream list, give us a call. We would love to chat about just that. That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, summer has officially come to a close, which means it's time to shift gears and start thinking about cooler weather. So we thought we'd kick off the show this hour by doing just that. We're going to give you some tips on how to make sure your fireplace and your chimney are in shape for a roaring fire in the season ahead. Too many times we see terrible chimney fires that destroy homes, like we saw just a few months ago. Just tragic what happened to Rachel Ray's home in upstate New York. It was destroyed by a chimney fire. And in her case, in the middle of summer. So it can really happen anytime. We want to make sure that your chimney is clean, your fireplace is good to go, so you can have a safe and enjoyable season.
And also ahead, you know, whether your old furnace is shot or maybe you just want to buy a more efficient upgrade, a new furnace really should not be an impulse buy. But too many times that's exactly what does happen, especially if you're in a jam like in the wintertime and your furnace gives out. I mean, Tom, this has happened. You've seen this even during a home inspection, right?
Yeah. So, you know, we say we don't want it to happen, you know, in the middle of winter. You also don't want it to happen in the middle of a home inspection. But I got to tell you, you know, you guys know I was a home inspector for like 20 years. And too many times I will find furnaces that have cracked heat exchangers, because frankly, it's one of the things we always check for, because it really is sort of the death blow to the furnace if the heat exchanger cracks. And so you guys know what this is. I always use the analogy of a radiator, because everybody knows what an old hot water radiator looks like. The water circulates inside, right? And the air sort of wafts over the outside, and that's how you get heat out of it. Well, in a furnace, what's circulating inside is not water, but it's combustion gas. It's everything coming off of that natural gas or that oil fuel that you're burning. And you do not want that to get into your house, because it's toxic. Now, if that heat exchanger has a crack in it, which happens over time because the metal is always expanding and contracting, then that is it for the furnace. It's time for a new one. And I can tell you a number of times during the home inspections, that I was doing that I found a home inspection, you know, and literally before I was finished with that inspection, a couple hours later, that old furnace was torn out and being rolled out the door and a new furnace being rolled back in. That is a time when you have like no ability to make a careful, considered decision. So we want to talk to you about how you can make the best decisions on replacing your furnace before it screams out for the need to replace it itself.
And also ahead, guys, you know, now is a great time to get your garage organized so you can get all of that off-season storage items back to place. So we're going to have some tips to help you make that garage project go a little faster, because it's always a big one, I feel like.
It is. So pick up the phone, give us a call, reach out to us online or via Facebook at facebook.com/themoneypit, because we'd really like to hear what you are working on. And today, if you do call in your question, you could win a fantastic product because our friends at Pony Jorgensen have given us a set of 4 hand clamps to give away. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about these later, but let's just say this. My set was handed down to me over 40 years ago, and they still work like they are brand new. So this is a quality product. If you're a DIYer or a woodworker, that would be great to have. It's worth $75 and going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Joanne in Alaska is on the line with an electric heating question. What can we do for you today?
Well, I have purchased a money pit next door to my home, and it's a 5-unit complex that was built around 1901. Okay. And it has this heating system. I'm from New Orleans originally, so knowing about heating systems is not my forte.
Yeah, well, now you live in Alaska, you better learn quick, huh?
I'm working on it. But the house I lived in had oil heat. This is a wall-mounted. It's about 4 feet by 20 or 24 inches.
Right.
The surface of it looks like warming trays that you use at a buffet. You know, it's like a corny thing. And is this still made? I have one glass that's broken. They do have wall-mounted thermostats. What is the efficiency of this kind of heat? Is it ridiculous? Or?
It's not. It is ridiculous. I mean, it's first of all, it's electric heat. So it's electric resistance heat. They're just using the glass as the heat exchanger, so to speak. And I've seen these before, and they sort of hang off walls, and the air is supposed to pass through behind them and sort of create this, like, convective loop. And will they work? Yeah, they work, but they're very expensive. Are there any other heating options for you there?
Well, electric is my only option in these units. They're all electric. So is there a more efficient electric type of heat?
Well, a heat pump, electric heat pump would be the most efficient, but I think in Alaska I'd probably rule that out. The climate's just too raw for that. So, no, I guess you're going to be stuck with resistance heat. Now, if they're broken, you mentioned that one was broken?
Yeah, the glass on one of them is broken.
Well, if the glass is broken, I guess it's potentially unsafe. Depends on how the heating coil is distributed inside that glass. If you did have to replace them, you can buy new glass wall panel heaters. And actually, some of them can look kind of stylish. I mean, some of the new ones look almost like a flat screen TV. They're like black and sort of modern looking.
Is that better than the baseboard heater? I see a lot of people here use these baseboard heaters.
Yeah, they're all electric heat, yeah. The only advantage is that you're able to control the heat of each individual room separately that way, so you have a bit more control.
Uh-huh.
But it will be expensive to run.
Okay, so the best alternative it would be to put in oil or something to bring a different kind of heat in.
Well, that's right. If the fuel was available, you would be almost always better off with oil, propane, or gas than electric.
All right, now we're heading over to Massachusetts. Jay, welcome to the Money Pit. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi, folks. Question is this. Got a college-age student who'll be moving into, believe it or not, an unfinished basement. And I'm looking for any kinds of tips, heating, for example. I don't see anything down there in the way of a heating system that's conventional. And so that means bringing in, I think, space heaters, electric maybe. And I am somewhat concerned about safety. I want to make sure there are 2 exits. I'm looking for an egress window. I'm not sure there is one there. And then the second phase of my question would be the design. You know, how does somebody make a place like that look cheery and livable?
All right, well, let's take the safety and structural issues first. And I'll tell you, as the dad of 3 college-age kids. I have seen it all when it comes to these spaces, and I'm very concerned about the fact that you found a space that appears to really not be designed to be a living space. You pointed out in your question that to be a safe basement living space, it has to have a second egress, which is a door or a window that's large enough to get out of, and there's codes and standards that that dictate what that is. The fact that it has no heat down there, it's going to be very cold and dank being in Massachusetts, and certainly you don't want your son to be uncomfortable in that space, so it is going to need some heat. And then, of course, it's going to probably have to be electric heat, and that's going to add to the expense of the place. In one case, I had my son and his buddies thought it was a swell idea to rent a house that dear old dad, with a lifetime of home inspection experience, told him not to rent because I sensed something was wrong from the outside, and it turned out to be an absolute disaster, chock full of everything from asbestos insulation to old live wiring dangling about to oil tanks that were leaking in the basement. And I spent a good chunk of time that year dealing with the building code official at the town, who was extremely cooperative and very helpful and very supportive. And in inspecting that place, came up with a list as long as your arm of things that were wrong with it, and they were fixed. But that was because I knew how to do that, and I wouldn't want to see any parent have to, like, you know, dive into that. So I would also be curious, in your part of the country there where he's renting, what the regulations are, because I know that a lot of these homeowners in these college towns are going to rent out any space they can find to try to make some extra money, regardless of whether it's safe or not for the kids. So I definitely would spend some more time digging into that. I found that in the case of James Madison University, where two of my children went to school, that there's sort of a feeding frenzy to find rental places about a month or so after school starts, and the realtors play one against the other to try to get kids to make decisions before they've even settled into their place. And this is where we had that horrible experience with a really lousy house that they had rented. So you never know what the kid's going to get into. They're making these decisions for the first time in their young adult lives. They are taken advantage of, I think, by the landlords and by the real estate community in a lot of cases. So you are very wise to be concerned about this, and now would be the best time for you to dig in to find out if, in fact, it's even legal to rent a basement in this particular building.
Yeah, I see. Any last advice about radon? That would be another concern of mine.
Well, that is a good question, and I certainly would ask if a radon test was done, but if not, you could do your own radon test. That would be worth the $30 or $40 investment. You could order a radon testing canister online. It's called an adsorption canister. It's like a little can about the size of tuna fish that has charcoal in it. It's exposed from generally 3 to 7 days in that basement space, sent back to the lab. There'll be a postage page envelope in it. It'll tell you what the level is, and if it turns out there's a high radon level, then that's even another reason not to live there.
Yikes. Yeah. It wasn't done with my prior inspection. It was a done deal when I learned about it.
I hear you. That's what happened to us. You know, we did a drive-by, and then my son was considering a number of houses, and I told him I did not like that place. I saw some things. The phrase spidey sense, my spidey sense shot up, and because I saw some things that didn't make sense from the outside and some things that I knew were indicative of other problems, like people that had tried all kinds of half-hearted ways to get water away from the house, to me said wet basement, mold, you know, and that was just the tip of the iceberg. When we opened up that basement, and the realtor would not let us back into the place until the beginning of the lease, but when we opened up the basement door from the outside, I smelled two things. I smelled dryer softener, and I smelled diesel fuel. And that was because the dryer was venting into the crawl space, which is adjoining to the basement, and it had two leaking oil tanks in it. So, you know, bingo right there. Wasn't happy to find that, and it took the whole year to get it sorted out.
Yikes. Wow, word to the wise here.
Yep.
Boy, if this thing happens to work, are there any design suggestions that you might offer to make a place like that more pleasant?
I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff that you're going to have to do to make that basement space livable first. So I would say let's find out what has to be done to make that space livable, if at all possible. And then go ahead and send us some images or post the images on MoneyPit.com or on the Facebook page somewhere. Just get them to us so that we can take a look, and then I can help you really get a better sense of what you can do for that space. And I think you'll have a better understanding of what your budget will be based on what you have to do to make it livable.
Oh, yeah. First things first.
Yeah, and the egress is going to be super important.
Mm, Yeah, I want something permanent there, not just a dresser or something that somebody could, in theory, scramble up on and scoot out the window.
Yeah, that's not appropriate. It has to,
to be. And that's not legal.
Exactly. I would make my first call to the building department. I would ask what's a legal space for folks in that area to rent. You may get an answer very quickly that it's not legal.
Oh, I see. Yeah. It's a sticky wicket here.
Yeah, well, it'll certainly let them out of the lease, that's for sure.
Sounds good. Thank you both. I appreciate your help.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. Whatever it is, whether you're wrapping up the summer season at your home or really diving into the fall, we are here to give you a hand 24-7 at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. And just ahead, before you crank up your fireplace for the first fire of the season, it's important to make sure it's safe. Learn how after this.
You live in a money pit.
Do you want to know how your business can start generating a ton of more buyers right now without any investment or risk? The answer is referrals. I'm Damon John from ABC's hit show, Shark Tank. My personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the master of generating high profit referrals. Jay knows over 150 ways to get people to refer your business to their high quality buyers. Risking money on unpredictable advertising is dangerous. So is speculating salaries on salespeople who just may not ever close. Referrals are the ultimate source of profit growth in a downturn. Referred buyers buy faster, spend more, buy more things, and cost you nothing. Want to learn Jay Abraham's 150 strategy referral mastery system? Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door, right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out. With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. But remember, guys, you can also listen to the Money Pit podcast. We're always available to you, so make sure you subscribe and check it out today. And share it with your friends. You know, if you're really liking it and enjoying it, let everybody know that they can also listen to Chartable's number one best home and garden podcast of all time.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'd love to answer your home improvement questions. And we'd love for you to win this show's giveaway. We've got a set of 6-inch and 10-inch Jorgensen adjustable hand screw clamps. These are well-built, durable hand screw clamps. We also also call them parallel clamps. I'm not sure if that is the proper name or not, but I know that woodworkers refer to it both ways. I always call them parallel clamps because basically, if you look at them, they're like two large wooden blocks with screws that go through them, and you adjust them to the perfect angle that you want to clamp. And I got to tell you, I have a set that were handed down to me 4 years ago, and they work perfectly. I use them all the time. They're hung up in my shop. They're like my go-to clamp. These are made from straight grain, hard maple wood jaws. They've got steel spindles. They've got hardwood handles. They are going to last forever. They're easy to put on and take off. They're not going to mess up the surface. You can learn more at ponyjorgensen.com. That's P-O-N-Y, Jorgensen, J-O-R-G-E-N-S-E-N, about the classic adjustable hand screw clamps. That set of four is worth $75 going out to one listener drawn at random. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you're getting ready to spark up a toasty fire for the cooler months, you really need to first make sure that your chimney is safe. So first of all, guys, you have to have a certified chimney sweep inspect and clean the chimney. And that chimney should be checked at least once a year, or if you use the fireplace a lot, it should be once for every cord of wood that you burn. But you got to be careful about choosing a chimney sweep company. Unfortunately, chimney sweeps are notorious for recommending unnecessary repairs, and they even try to use some scare tactics to get you to spend more money than you actually need to. Now, if the contractor recommends any expensive repair, definitely get a second opinion before you open your wallet. I'm not saying they're going to do this every time, and sometimes you may actually need that repair, but it's always better to make sure.
Absolutely. Now, during the season, aside from the chimney, it's also important to keep that firebox clean. So you want to clean it at least once a week during the months that you use it, especially when that ash builds up. But be extremely careful where you put the coals and ash you take out of the firebox. Too many times people will dump this outside near the house, and guess what happens next? The entire house catches on fire. It can stay hot for many days. In fact, we were using the fire pit outside this summer, and I was amazed. After like one evening, we had a pretty good burn going. We had a torrential storm that night. I mean torrential. There was no cover on the fire pit. And you know what? The next morning, that fire was still hot enough to restart. So it doesn't cool off very quickly. You got to make sure you store them away from your house.
I mean, you really have to be smart about it. Now, also, before you make fire, you want to open up the glass doors, you want to pull aside the screen curtains, and then place the kindling, you know, your newspaper and the logs inside, and be sure that that damper is open. Then, when you start the fire, start small. That initial heat is going to warm up the chimney, and then that improves the draft as it heats up, so it will then pull all of that smoky air up and out of the chimney, but just don't rush it.
Now, if you have a metal fireplace, the zero clearance fireplace, that means those are the prefab ones that go sort of inserted into the wall, and you like to use wax logs, don't, because on those fireplaces, there's so much condensation that happens inside the vents to keep that the fire cool, that you'll get this waxy deposit that's really hard to clean. Hey, if you'd like to learn more about how to clean your fireplace and your chimney and keep it safe for a roaring fire all season long, go to moneypit.com. We've got great tips and advice on how to do just that.
Let us know what you are working on. Maybe you're getting the yard in tip-top shape so that it's ready for the winter season and it's going to stay well and be beautiful again come springtime. Maybe you're starting to decorate for the fall. Or perhaps with the kids at home, you're really thinking about ways to create the best school environment in the house. So give us a call. We're here 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, is a broken furnace ever worth repairing, or is it better to replace it? We're going to have the answer when the Money Pit continues.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Better
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And welcome to the Goldilocks season. Yes, it's fall. And we call it the Goldilocks season. Why, Leslie?
Because the weather's just right for doing all of those projects. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. You know, it's the good porridge.
So whatever is on your to-do list, swing it on over to ours by reaching out to us at 888-MONEYPIT or posting your question at moneypit.com.
All right, now we've got Hope from Illinois on the line, who's in a super great mood about this project. What's going on?
The project is putting up a fence for our dogs in a pretty large area at the back of the house that borders a creek. It's a very high creek bank. Water rarely comes into the yard or anything, mm-hmm. but just concerned about moisture and what the ground might be like underneath and if that should affect the material that we use for the fence.
What are you thinking about? What kind of fence are you leaning towards?
Well, we've looked at everything from like rolls of welded wire on posts or some sort of black wrought iron low fencing, something like 3 feet.
Okay. So in either case, you're going to have metal fence posts, not wood fence posts. Have you thought about wood fencing, or are you just afraid
of
the water?
Yeah, we have definitely thought of wood as well, yes.
Okay. So, well,
something that won't ruin our view.
Right. Okay. Hey, now that's a great point, because if you want something that's almost invisible, the idea of the black fencing is definitely the way you want to go. If you have a black fence, like I often see these around pools, because, you know, people put pool fences around because they absolutely have to and should. They're not only required, but they're just essential for safety. But let's face it, you spend all that money on the pool, you don't want to kind of just stare at a fence from, you know, from your house or the street. But if you use black fencing, it's almost invisible. It like melts in with the background. So I think that that's a really good choice if that is your goal. In terms of the moisture, I really don't think you have anything to be concerned about. If you were working with a wood fence or wood post, I would tell you to put those posts in and don't use any concrete. Just use stone, aggregate, you know, like a gray driveway gravel kind of thing, because it drains and the post is just as solid with the stone as it is, I've found, with concrete. But it drains very well and it's really locked in place well. Now, in terms of the metal post, I've not put in, well, I put one metal fence post in around a large garden some years ago, and I think if I recall right, I used stone for that, but you're going to have to check the manufacturer's recommendations. You don't have the same issues with rot. Most of those posts are aluminum. You just don't want to make sure that the post is not going to react with the concrete. And if you do decide to go with concrete and the metal post, then I would use the Quikrete concrete product in the red bag, because you can pour it in dry and then kind of water the hole. So you don't have to mix it up ahead of time. You basically pour it in dry and let it sit there and then just fill the hole with water, and a couple hours later you're good to go.
Well, thank you so much, and I listen to you every single week. I've learned so much from you guys.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Good luck with the new house, and call us back anytime.
Thank you.
Well, of all the appliances in your home, a furnace is certainly one that's mission critical, especially if it goes out in the middle of the winter. But if that happens, is it ever worth repairing, or is it better to replace it?
Well, I'd say it depends, because some parts of a furnace are very easily replaced. But if the furnace is older and has a serious defect, like a crack in its heat exchanger. We talked about that earlier, because that basically means that you can get combustion gases into the house. Then replacement is always the rule. But if you need a new blower, new belts, new gas valve, those can easily be replaced.
Now, Tom, what if somebody's goal in replacing a furnace is really to sort of save energy? How do you determine when it makes sense to replace just to lower your heating costs? And then what exactly are you looking for in that new model?
There's always a case to be made for increased energy efficiency when you're buying a newer model, but you need to weigh all the factors. You know, how much you spent on the old furnace, how much those utility bills were with the old system projected against what the monthly savings might be on a new one, and the increased expense of buying like a super high efficiency model versus an older one, because sometimes the high efficiency ones are so much more expensive that the only way it's going to make economic sense in the long run is in its, you know, 15th or 20th year. And if you're not going to be in the house that long, then it doesn't maybe make sense. But the way you measure efficiency is with a system called AFUE. You'll see this rating on the heating systems. It stands for Annual Fuel Utilization Efficiency, and the minimum in the U.S. is 80%. But the top-performing furnaces can be upwards of 97%, and what that means is only 3% of the energy escapes through the flue. So if you take all the energy that you're combusting, like what's coming off the gas burner, if you can take 97% of that and put it back into the house, then that's super high efficient. If you're only taking 80% of that energy and putting it back into the house, then that's just average. So that's kind of the range, and that's how it's determined. So it gives you a sort of a way to have an apples-to-apples comparison.
Now, I think another thing, Tom, that people really get tied up about is, you know, the type of fuel source and the type of furnace that you're having in your house, or the system overall, I guess. So if it's time to replace a furnace, do you then think about changing the type of fuel or the whole system that you have? I mean, or does that not really make any sense right now?
Well, it depends. Let's say, for example, you had a home with an electric furnace, right? That's the most expensive system. Maybe it was even a heat pump, which is, you know, okay in certain parts of the country, but maybe in your area you're spending a lot because it keeps bringing up the electric heat, which is built into that as a sort of a backup system. And now you have natural gas available at the street. Well, if that was me, I would be replacing that old electric heat pump system with natural gas. If you had an old oil system, for example, and you had an old oil tank, and you finally are ready to get rid of that because, frankly, you may be afraid it's going to leak and cause a big problem, then that might be a good reason to do it. It doesn't always make for a compelling case, but if you want to change fuels, those are the kinds of things I would be looking for. A really good reason to change those fuels might be if the older system prevents an environmental danger or possible contamination, or it's just so inefficient, you're going to save a lot of money by doing so.
All right, all good stuff to know. You know, guys, now is probably a good time if you find yourself sort of in that age range of your furnace. Maybe start doing some research, just gathering some info. This way you're kind of ready and know what your options are and where you're going to be should you have to replace that furnace this winter season. Give us a call anytime 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT with your home repair or your home improvement question. Coming up, garages, they really are unique places at home because they've got everything in them. Toys, toxins, balls, holiday decorations. I mean, our garage is a mess quite often. So we're going to help you guys get this area organized. It's a project we all like to do in the fall, so stick around.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
This is Damon John from ABC's Shark Tank, talking to business owners about how to get more buyers, better buyers, more profitable buyers, all without any real investment or risk. My own personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the absolute master of generating high profit referrals. He knows 150 ways your business can acquire no cost, no risk referrals. Do you want to know how to get your business going and growing faster? The safest way that I know is getting others to recommend and refer their buyers, customers, family, and friends to buy from you. Jay Abraham is my go-to source for high profit referrals. He can become your source too. Learn Jay's 150 strategy referral mastery system. Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
You know, fall is the best planting season for trees and shrubs, and that's why I'm planting a full line of arborvitae at my house right now. I went to fastgrowingtrees.com. I got a great price, and they deliver them to my house in just a couple days.
Fastgrowingtrees.com is the world's largest online nursery. They have thousands of varieties of trees, shrubs, and plants. Whether you're looking for shade, privacy, fruit trees, or just added color for your yard, every plant is shipped with a well-developed root system ready to explode with new growth come spring. Plus, they have a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee.
So do like I did. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit today and save. Money Pit listeners who buy now through November 15th at fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit will receive 10% off their purchase. That's 10% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit. fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And hey, I just want to take a second to tell you how much we appreciate you listening to this program. We hope that we've been able to give you some tips and advice and help and good ideas to get those projects done around your house. And if you do enjoy the show, we would like to ask one small favor, and that is to ask you to share your appreciation for the program with one other person. If you enjoy the podcast, perhaps you could share us on your social media feeds. If you are just chatting with friends and talking about an idea or two that you heard on the show, you can share it that way. But that really helps us grow the program and be able to bring more and more of this to you every single week. So thanks for your consideration, and we are so privileged every week to help you make your home the best it can possibly be.
Best audience, that's what we say all the time. The Money Pit has the greatest listeners, and we are so thankful. We're so thankful that we've got a great prize to give away this hour. We've got a set of 6-inch and 10-inch Jorgensen adjustable hand screw clamps. These are super well built. They're very durable hand screw clamps, and they're going to last season after season for all of your projects. So get online right now or give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT for your chance to win.
888-666-3974.
Lucy in Kansas is on the line and would like some help refinishing some cabinets. Tell us about your project.
Yes. We have a home that is about 17 years old. I just moved here about 3 years ago. And we have solid oak cabinets. And the overall finish is just looking dull. It isn't awfully bunged up or anything, but there are areas of, like, along the upper edges of the drawers where the color looks faded. And so I don't know what to use to clean them, and I don't know what to do to, you know, make them have some sheen.
A couple of things. First of all, you can clean them with Murphy's oil soap. That's a good mild soap for cleaning any kind of wood surfaces, including floors and cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is you can, if it's just a finish that's kind of worn a little bit, you can take those doors off, take the drawers out, and lightly sand them, and then put another coat of urethane on it. You're probably going to want to use a satin urethane, but make sure you sand them first and use an oil-based satin urethane. It would not use water-based.
I see.
Even though it's easier to use, it's not as durable. So use the oil-based urethane, and I would try it on, you know, maybe one drawer front or someplace that's the least obvious in your kitchen just to make sure you like the way it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then go ahead and do the rest.
Okay. You know, I think that'll just fix us right up.
I think so. Lucy, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, fall is fully underway, and it's the perfect time to organize your garage. That's right. I said it. Get out there. Get in that behemoth mess that you call your garage, and let's get them organized together. So first step, guys, you really need to take stock of what you have in your garage and what you need to be storing away for the cooler months. You know, you have a lot of bicycles. Are you going to use them in the fall and winter? Do they take up a lot of space? Is there a ton of sports equipment? Are we now done with some and ready to move on to the others? What about folding chairs for the beach or the lake? These are all of the things that you've got to say, I'm going to put these to the back and get the stuff I need more towards the front. And the best way to really store a lot of those items is up. So you want to look into suspended shelves that are going to keep off-season items out of the way, and then it's going to free up that valuable floor space. Or you can consider hanging those items from hooks on the wall as well.
Now, if you guys have got kids like us, it's also a good time to go through all of the gear to kind of see what you can toss or donate. I mean, we always had like a ton of baseball gloves that didn't fit, or skateboards, or those scooters, stuff like that, old helmets. Whatever you have that they're no longer using, it's a great time to donate that, because so many folks can't afford those sorts of products. They're luxury items. Donate them to Goodwill or wherever in your area there's a collection point to give somebody else a chance to use them.
Yeah, I mean, that's so smart. We always do. There's like a local community page on Facebook that will all post like, hey, I'm giving away a scooter or a bike. And it's so nice when you can find somebody that really needs the item and it's going to go to good use. Now, next up, guys, all of your lawn and garden equipment. And I know you've got a lot of it, so let's try to keep that organized in the garage as well. It really is a good time to get garden tools clean, organize them, and then maybe put them up even on a pegboard. You can keep rakes and other fall tools handy, and it's a good time to get your snow shovels and your snow blowers ready to use. I know I said the snow word, but it's happening, guys. It's going to come our way sooner or later.
The thing about garages is it's the one place where people store toys and tools and toxins, right? Next to each other. So you got the toys, you got the tools, you got the lawn chemicals and the paint thinners, all that sort of stuff is like in the same space. So you got to be conscious of that and make sure you take this opportunity to get anything that's unsafe for the kids up in a high area, locked away, so they can't get their hands into it. And all in all, it's going to be a great start to the fall season when you have a clean, sparkling, organized garage in which to enjoy it.
For now.
Until the spring, and then we'll have this conversation again.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7, with your home repair or your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, do you know when you should be changing out your smoke detectors? We're going to tell you when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
It is presented by Quick Creek Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quick Creek Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You can reach out to us by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question at moneypit.com. And now that we are moving into the fall, Leslie, Mike in Texas has a very timely question, considering that we're going into the fire season.
That's right. So Mike writes us, he says, my smoke detectors are more than 10 years old. He says they do work when I push the test button, but do they need to be upgraded? Is there newer or better technology available?
Yes. I think that if your smoke detectors are more than 5 years old, Mike, you should be replacing them. You have to remember, you think it's working only when you push the test button, but truth be told, it's sampling the air all the time. You know, it goes through millions of cycles every year. And so I think that there is a wear point there, and it's just smart to replace them. In terms of technology, two things come to mind, Leslie. First, the dual detection technology. So you can have smoky fires, or you can have flash fires. There's two different types, the ionic detectors and there's the photoelectric detectors. Each are designed to identify one type of fire, but the dual technology detectors will cover both. So that's one upgrade. And the other one is this. You know, so many fires are caused by folks that don't put batteries in their detectors or forget to put batteries in their detectors or don't test it. Well, today, most of the detectors are 10-year detectors with a 10-year battery. So it becomes more of like a throwaway appliance, mind you, after a decade. So buy a 10-year detector, put it up, and when it beeps, it's going to be 10 years in the future, and you'll know it's time to throw it away because the batteries are not replaceable. They're not all that much more expensive, and it really makes a lot of sense.
All right, next up we've got a post here from Leonard in Massachusetts. Now he writes, our home was built in 1941 and we bought it in 1982. During that time, the surface of the sheetrock on all of our interior walls has gone from acceptable to looking like alligator skin. Is there some way to correct or cover this problem without wallpapering the whole house, or worse yet, installing new sheetrock in every room?
So Leonard, first off, if your home was built in 1941, it does not have sheetrock, or more generically called drywall. That is a plaster wall, but it's not plaster on the old wood sticks like you saw in the early 1900s houses. It's plaster on top of a type of a gypsum panel. It's actually a very good quality wall construction. Now, as to your alligatoring problem with the paint, over the years, when you keep putting more and more and more layers of paint on the wall, eventually the bond between the paint and the wall fails. So unfortunately, the only fix for this is to strip that paint. So in these rooms where you have the alligatoring, you have to strip all that paint off. And once it's off, you can reprime the walls and start again. If that to you is more work than covering the walls, by all means, you could cover them with a 3/8 inch thick layer of true drywall. But I'll tell you what, that wall is not going to be as nice and solid as it is today once you do that.
Yeah, and you know what, Leonard? Don't put down wallpaper. Wallpaper is gorgeous. If you definitely are interested in wallpaper, give us a call back. I'll talk you through some great design options and how to install it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and welcome to the fall season. It's my favorite time of the year. Not only is it absolutely beautiful outside, but it's the perfect season to take on projects inside and outside your house. I look for extra projects this time of year, Leslie. My buddy called me last night and said he wanted to put up garage shelves. I'm like, I'm in. Let's go do it. You know?
You're like, count me in. I'm doing
it. Yeah, absolutely. So if you've got projects on your to-do list and you need some help, you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT any time of the day or night. We will call you back the next time we are in the studio. But for now, that's all the time we have. The show does continue online, though. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. Conservatives got a boost this afternoon when President Trump got the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
Calling it a very proud moment, the president announced his selection of Barrett, describing her as a woman of remarkable intellect and character.
I looked and I studied, and you are very eminently qualified for this job. You are going to be fantastic. Thank you.
For the past 3 years, the 48-year-old Barrett has been a judge on the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. In the 1990s, she clerked for conservative Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia.
His judicial philosophy is mine too. A judge must apply the law as written.
Religious conservatives are encouraged by Barrett's nomination and the prospects of a solidly conservative high court. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Chance to fill that seat erupted this evening as President Trump opened his first campaign rally after the nomination, speaking to several thousand supporters at an event at an airport hangar in Middletown, Pennsylvania. Thousands, meanwhile, packed the National Mall in downtown Washington this afternoon to pray and show support for the president. The Washington Prayer March 2020 stretched from the Lincoln Memorial to the U.S. Capitol, people silently praying for the country at various spots around the district. Vice President Mike Pence was there and said that there is hope.
And in these challenging times, we do well, as you do today, to remember that in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, that we're to present our request to God. And we can claim the promise that the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, as His grace has through the generations of this nation.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The Ukrainian military aircraft carrying 20 cadets crashed, killing almost everyone on board.
Searchers combing the area of the craft found two more bodies the day after the crash. The plane was carrying a crew of 7 and 20 students from a military aviation school when it crashed and burst into flames while coming in for landing at the local airport about 250 miles east of the capital, Kiev. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky declared a day of mourning for the crash victims. Zelensky, who visited the crash area the following day, called for a full assessment of the condition of the country's military equipment and said he wanted an official report on the crash by the 25th of October. I'm Karen Chanas.
Lebanon's Prime Minister-designate resigned today amid a political impasse over forming a government, dealing a blow to French President Macron's efforts to break a dangerous stalemate in the crisis-hit country. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. As COVID-19 has canceled most youth sports seasons, some parents are finding themselves, instead of in the court or the gymnasium or on the field, inside a legal courtroom.
Chris Tindorf has a sign on the kitchen wall of his home that has become his family motto, God, Family, Football. For more than 10 years, Tindorf's 14-year-old son has been playing football during the fall, but coronavirus ravaged his home state of New York as football came to a screeching halt. As the state of New York began to reopen in late July, football remained sidelined, deemed too risky by health officials. Now Tindorf, along with other parents, are preparing a lawsuit against New York State and the Governing Athletic Association to allow fall football. State guidance said football practice could start next week, but still no games are allowed. Patrick Frost reporting.
In college, the Mid-American Conference will begin its football season on November 4th. They'll play a six-game conference-only schedule, championship game December 18th or 19th. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Pony Jorgensen Clamping Products. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we hope you are enjoying this early fall weekend. If you've got questions or a fall home improvement project, a project on your to-do list, a project on your I-gotta-get-it-done list, give us a call because we are here to help you. We're here to coach you, give you some tips, some ideas, some advice, some inspiration to avoid the perspiration it takes to get jobs done around your house. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Well, fall is the season to work on getting your lawn ready for next year. It is the best time to plant new grass, to fertilize it, to prevent weeds, and there's a new DIY product on the market that can help make sure your lawn is good to go, and it's totally non-toxic and easy to apply. We're going to share those tips just ahead.
And also ahead, fall is a great time to fix up your driveway. You can fill those cracks, seal the surface, and while this is a project that a lot of homeowners do tend to leave to the pros, many of the products that you need have come such a long way in terms of being easy to use that you can do this project yourself and save a ton of money. So we're going to share some tips to help you get that done.
And are dust, pollen, and other allergens making your life kind of a sneezing, sniffly mess? If that describes you, I got news for you. It does tend to get worse when you seal up your home for the cold weather. But there is one thing that you can do to reduce those allergens. It's easy, it's inexpensive, and we'll share that tip just ahead.
But first, we want to hear from you. What are your fall projects? What are you working on? Are you thinking of tackling something big, maybe something small? Whatever it is, we are here for that home improvement journey, so give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYFIT, 888-666-3974. And if you do pick up the phone and give us a call, we've got a set of Pony Jorgensen hand screw clamps to give away. It's worth $75 going out to one caller drawn at random. So make that you and call us at 888-666-3974.
Esther in South Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, you can tell me how I can put little windows into a metal garden shed.
Oh, okay. So it's just a single wall metal shed?
It is. You know, it's the overlapping metal sheets.
Yeah. Why do you want to put the windows in there? Just for light?
For light, and also because if we put shutters on the outside of them, it dresses up and it'll look kind of cute from the outside.
It looks pretty, right? Yeah. If you purchased very inexpensive new construction style windows, new construction style windows have a sort of a fin, a nailing fin on the outside of it, like a strip that surrounds it.
Uh-huh.
If you were to do that and you cut the hole in the wall to just fit around the outside of the window and install the window backwards, then instead of putting in it from the front and covering it with siding, you're going to start on the inside and mount it there and then stick it sort of through the hole that you cut that fits around the window. And then you could bolt them in place and then cover the bolts with the shutters. That would be the way to create the illusion that the windows were built into the shed. So just to review, you would purchase a very inexpensive window because they were not at least a bit concerned about energy efficiency. This is just for show. Make sure it has a nailing flange around the outside of it, sort of this fin that sticks out. Cut the hole in the metal wall that's the exact size of the window. Insert the window from the back, and then the nailing flange that's on the back you could bolt into the metal that's all the way around, and then you would cover those bolts with the shutters, and you'll have to caulk it to make sure it's watertight.
Oh, sure. Great. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Kip in Louisiana is on the line and needs some help with a brick problem. Tell us what you're working on.
I just built a patio. And we covered the patio with it looks like an addition to the house to match the existing roof. And we have brick on the outside, but whenever the builder came in and put the patio, he had to cut some of the overhang to make it go straight up, if you kind of imagine what I'm saying here. And so now I have portico board, well, OSB board at the top and then brick at the bottom. And I'm looking the best option to cover this with, to give it some kind of something nice to look at instead of going it with stone or something like that. My options were stucco, tongue and groove board, or hardy board or something like that.
So right now you have brick on the bottom of the house, and what are the kind of siding do you have on top of that, or is it only brick? Is this the only area that's sticking out?
Well, the wall is brick, and then we have the door, of course, but you have the wall is brick, and where he cut the overhang out, above that is OSB.
Okay. Well, I mean, OSB obviously is not an exterior siding material, and so you've got to put something on there. I think that the composite shingles, the hardy plank, is probably a good option for you. The thing is, if you do something like stone, it may not look right because it may not match the brick properly and not look natural. But if you use a completely different siding product, then it may have a better, more complementary appearance. Either that or even something like 1x8 cedar clapboard. You know, it's a very thick, deep profile, and brown cedar siding looks pretty nice against red brick.
Okay. What about the and I know it's not pressure treated, but there's a tongue and groove pine. If that being stained with a sealer, would that last a duration or not?
Not nearly as much as one of the siding products like hardy plank or cedar. And by the way, if you take your time and finish that properly, you can probably get 20 years out of it. And by finish it properly, I mean use a good oil-based primer on the siding and then cover that with a solid color stain.
Okay. Well, good deal, guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Kip. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're going to Louisiana with Lois, who's dealing with a grout issue in the bath. Tell us what's going on.
After talking to the people that sold me the grout, on the second complaint, they finally acknowledged that there was something wrong with the grout. So now I've got it turning white, and it's a mocha brown kind of color in the bottom of my shower. And I guess the only way to resolve it is to clean it out. How do I do that?
So how do you remove grout that's already installed? Is that correct? So this is grout that's in the wall?
Floor of the shower.
Oh, the floor of the shower. And so the grout's the wrong color. And it's a darker color and you want it to...
No, it's changed color because they told me there was a problem apparently from the factory with the grout. And
okay.
Of course, I didn't find out about it until after the fact. Now it's turning white.
All right, so listen. What you might want to think about doing, only because if this doesn't work, you have to take the grout out anyway, is you might want to think about applying a grout dye. Grout dye is available. It's kind of like a stain for grout, and it changes the color of the grout. It goes from, it can make grout that's lighter go darker. It doesn't work the other way around, of course. So I would give that a try first, because really you got nothing to lose. Now if that doesn't work, you got to take the grout out. To take the grout out, there are a number of tools on the market that can help you do that, that come under the category of grout saws. There is a type of saw that fits into the end of a reciprocating saw that enables you to cut through grout. There's a grout saw that works in a Dremel that enables you to take grout out. But you have to grind the old grout out and then re-grout the tiles. It's a big job, don't get me wrong. It's not easy, but it can be done. That's why I suggest you try a grout die first. You can take a look online at the Home Depot. They sell a product that's called Grout Renew, and it's made by Polyblend, which is, I believe, one of the grout manufacturers. And so they have a product. They have several different colors, and they're designed to stain and seal the grout in one application. So like I said, you got nothing to lose by trying this out. There's also a website that just sells grout dye called groutdye.com.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are planning for your fall projects. What have you got going on? Are you thinking about a big renovation or maybe some small interior decor projects? I know we're all spending a lot more time at home, so let us make these houses perfect for you. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT 24/7.
888-666-3974. And just ahead, fall is the perfect time to get your lawn ready for winter and a quick comeback in spring. We're going to share a new line of totally non-toxic DIY products that Leslie and I have been using to do just that when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. You know, fall is the best planting season for trees and shrubs, and that's why I'm planting a full line of arborvitae at my house right now. I went to FastGrowingTrees.com. I got a great price, and they deliver them to my house in just a couple days.
FastGrowingTrees.com is the world's largest online nursery. They have thousands of varieties of trees, shrubs, and plants. Whether you're looking for shade, privacy, fruit trees, or just added color for your yard, every plant is shipped with a well-developed root system ready to explode with new growth come spring. Plus, they have a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee.
So do like I did. Go to FastGrowingTrees.com/MoneyPit today and save. Money Pit listeners who buy now through November 15th at FastGrowingTrees.com/MoneyPit will receive 10% off their purchase. That's 10% off at FastGrowingTrees.com/MoneyPit. FastGrowingTrees.com/MoneyPit.
This is Damon John from ABC's Shark Tank, talking to business owners about how to get more buyers, better buyers, more profitable buyers, all without any real investment or risk. My own personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the absolute master of generating high profit referrals. He knows 150 ways your business can acquire no cost, no risk referrals. Do you want to know how to get your business going and growing faster? The safest way that I know is getting others to recommend and refer their buyers, customers, family, and friends to buy from you. Jay Abraham is my go-to source for high profit referrals. He can become your source too. Learn Jay's 150 strategy referral mastery system. Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
This is Adam Carolla, and when I'm not swinging a hammer, I'm catching up on the Money Pit with Tom and Leslie.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Thank you so much for spending part of your day listening to the Money Pit. We hope that we've given you some advice to help you make your home its best self. If you're enjoying the show, we would ask one favor of you, and that is if you could share the show with one friend. Tell somebody about it, post it on your social media pages, or subscribe to the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Thank you so much for being a part of our program.
Plus, remember, guys, you can always call us with your home improvement questions right here 24-7 at 888-MONEYPIT. Let us know how we can help you, but also give us a call because we give away great prizes from time to time. And this hour, we've got up for grabs a set of 6-inch and 10-inch Jorgensen adjustable hand screw clamps. Now, Tom's had some for 40 years, correct?
That's right. That's because they were handed down to me when I was a youngster. And I tell you what, I use these things all the time. They have a prominent spot in my shop. They are so well built. The jaws are solid maple. They're also called parallel clamps, and they are solid maple. They're straight grain maple hardwood, and they have steel spindles and hardwood handles. So there's really nothing to break down and wear out. And I use them a lot because they don't mess up the surface. You know, sometimes if you use something like a C-clamp or other types of clamps, you get like a dent in your project. Well, that doesn't happen with this because you're using the strength of wood to support wood. And if you're a woodworker, this would be a dream giveaway to add to your shop. So make it happen. Call us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, fall is the perfect time to get your lawn re-energized after this long, hot summer we've all had so that it's healthy and green for the months ahead. But figuring out exactly what you need to add to get your lawn just right, I mean, that's always been a hassle.
Absolutely. So a while back, we had a guest on named Coulter Lewis. Now, Coulter started a company called Sunday. And what Sunday does is they provide non-toxic DIY lawn care products. So he made the point that trying to figure out what your lawn needs and when it needs it, and then usually over-applying toxic pesticides and other lawn chemicals is just not that smart. It's difficult, and you usually end up sort of wasting a lot of product and then, of course, exposing your family. In fact, they figured out that we are actually crop dusting our own yards at a rate of 10 times more than an industrial farm because we don't know what we're doing, right? Look into the home center aisles where people are trying to choose a fertilizer, for example. It's really hard because you don't know how many square foot your property is. You don't know what it is, less the buildings and such. So it kind of caught our attention, and we both became customers of Sunday. And I got to say that I've been pretty impressed with the results. So let's talk about how it works, Leslie, because I think it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's really very cool. So it all starts right at their website. You head on over to getsunday.com, put in your address, and then the site brings back a satellite image of your home. Yep. Totally. It's your house, and all the yard areas are mapped out, and it gives you sort of an estimated measurement of how much lawn surface that you have. And then based on that info, they then create a smart lawn plan, which is based on your soil, your climate history, your current weather conditions, and that satellite imagery of your home. And it creates a custom plan, which will then be delivered directly to your door. And it even includes a soil test to zero in on any soil deficiencies, which obviously they can't get that info from the satellite image, so that's going to come in your first kit.
Actually,
they can in a way. They know about soil type from the satellites, because I learned later, Leslie, that there's actually not one. It's not just like a Google Earth shot. There's like a half a dozen satellite services that are all combined together to give them this data. And that all results in them knowing exactly what to send you and when it should be applied. Now, the products themselves, when I got mine, they came in a very well-packed box. And I got an application for late summer, a product called Lawn Strength, and that was designed to help it recover from the crazy extreme heat we had. And then I just applied my fall application, which is called Lawn Strong, and that gets it ready for the fall. Now, the application is super easy because each product is shipped in a pouch. It's like a liquid-filled pouch. And then you insert a hose applicator. So once you insert the applicator and screw it on, then you can attach a hose, and you are totally good to go. I mean, it's as easy as that.
Yeah, you know what? That's pretty much it. If you can use a hose, guys, then you can have a Sunday lawn. They ship to you exactly what you need, right when you need it, and then you just hose it on. And best of all, it's a lot less expensive than buying lawn care products locally, and it's completely non-toxic, so kids and pets can play right on the lawn even after you apply those products.
So look, I think bottom line is this: if you want a beautiful green lawn, if you enjoy that, if that's a point of pride for you, you definitely owe it to yourself to check out Sunday. Just go to GetSunday.com, enter your address, and literally watch the magic happen. It's so impressive the way they can spec out exactly what you need to bring your lawn to a really healthy and green condition using totally non-toxic products. We think that you'll be just as impressed as we were. And hey, if you use the promo code MONEYPIT, you can save $20. So go to GetSunday.com and insert the promo code MONEYPIT to save $20 on your plan.
Chris in Louisiana is on the line and needs help with a driveway project. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I have an old concrete driveway that's got a few cracks in it.
Okay.
I would imagine those could be patched up with something like Quikrete. But what I'm basically asking about is extending the driveway from where it sort of slopes down to the ground, which is above the street level, and there's about maybe a gap of 12 feet perhaps between the end of the driveway, which sort of feathers down, and then I'd like to extend it down toward the street. Okay. So my property is about maybe 2 feet higher, not quite that, almost 2 feet.
So what did they do, run into concrete the first time they poured the driveway?
No, we don't have any sidewalks.
All right.
So this would go over the area where there would be a sidewalk if they had sidewalks. Okay. So I'm asking if concrete's a better material to use, or asphalt, or perhaps something else even.
Oh, no, I think since you have a concrete driveway right now, I would clearly extend it using more concrete. I would repair those cracks in the surface. There is a Quikrete concrete repair product that comes in a caulk tube for those small cracks.
Uh-huh.
And you could also consider using one of the resurfacing products that are available, so that now you'll have a brand new driveway and an old driveway. And if you resurface that driveway, it's kind of like stucco. And they're especially designed to stick to the old concrete, then the whole thing will look brand new and it'll all kind of match.
Okay. Do you have to wet that down first? Or?
Yeah, you just follow the instructions.
Uh-huh.
There's
product called?
It's made by Quikrete. I think it's called a sand topping mix or something like that.
Okay. And I can get that at home center?
Home centers. You know, take a look at the Quikrete website. They've got some great videos there on all of these projects.
Okay. Now, how about the extension? Do I need to build a form or just lay concrete down and kind of hack it in?
No. Have you ever poured concrete yourself before?
A little bit, but mostly just for small projects like walks and stuff.
Well, you know what? This is a pretty big project, and since you haven't done it before, I would recommend that you get a mason to help you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit different to handle this amount of concrete. You're going to need a fair amount of it. But basically, the way the project goes is they do build forms that holds the concrete in at the end. And with 12-foot section, they're going to probably put an expansion joint in between. So you pour the first section, and then you have the expansion joints in there. Then you pour the second section. You've got a shake the concrete and treat the concrete, finish the concrete so that the rocks fall down to the bottom and sort of the smoothest mud comes up to the top. Then you got to put a finish in it so it's not slippery. You usually do that with a very coarse broom. So it's not the kind of first-time concrete project that I would recommend to somebody.
At least that gives me an idea what to aim for. Okay, well, thanks a lot. I always enjoy your program on the weekends when I hear it.
Well, thanks very much, Chris. We appreciate that, and good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime with whatever repair or improvement question you have got on your mind, because between the two of us, we can figure out an answer. We hope. No, we definitely can. 24/7, guys, we're standing by. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Just ahead, fall is a great time to fix up your driveway by filling in any of those cracks and resealing the surface. So we're going to share some DIY tips to help you get it done next. 888-MONEY-PIT.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And it's a beautiful fall day. Summer's gone, fall is here, and it is my favorite time of the year because it's the Goldilocks season. It's not too hot, it's not too cold. You can work inside, you can work outside. If you want to take on a painting project, you want to take on a plumbing project, you can do both in comfort outside or inside your house. And if you need some advice, we're here to help with just that. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Nancy in Pennsylvania is on the line and having a hot water issue. Tell us what's going on.
Well, my hot water takes so long to, or my water takes so long to get hot when I turn on the spigot, and washing the dishes by hand makes that, waste a lot of water that way.
Nancy, is this a new problem or has this always been the situation?
No, it's an old problem.
Yeah, and it has to do with the physical distance between the faucet and the water heater. The farther they are apart, the longer you have to wait for the water to heat up. Now, newer water heaters today, and especially the tankless water heaters, are very small. And so the way a lot of builders are addressing this is they're putting in multiple water heaters closer to the bathing or the washing areas of the house. So typically you'd have one for, you know, the kitchen and maybe the laundry area, and you'd have another one for bathrooms. Because these water heaters are so small and so efficient, they can, you know, literally squeeze into anything that's smaller than a closet. In your case, though, it's just a matter of the distance that the water has to travel. Unfortunately, in a house like this, though, I would say that it's unlikely you will save enough money in water costs to make the installation of an additional water heater worthwhile, Nancy.
But is there anything else I can do? Like, I have been told different times that insulating the pipes wouldn't help, or some people say it would.
Well, the only thing that insulating the pipes will do is it'll keep the water that's in the pipes once it gets there warmer longer. But again, it's a distance thing. You turn the faucet on, the water starts to move from the water heater where it's hot to the faucet, and it has to purge all of that cold water along the way. Once it purges, it'll stay hot, but it just takes a certain amount of time for that amount of water, that amount of volume of water to move through the pipes. Does that make sense, Nancy?
Yeah, it does. So there's basically nothing I can do except different water.
Well, except moving a water heater closer to the unit. I mean, there are recirculators that, like, sort of take water and recirculate it back all the time. But again, that costs energy too, and that costs plumbing expense too. And I just don't think you're going to save enough to make it worthwhile. Nancy, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, winter is rough on driveways, which is why the fall is a good time to actually fix up your driveway. Fill those cracks, seal the surface, just get it ready for the damage it's going to see in the winter season. So the first step is patching and filling any holes or cracks that you have in the driveway. Now, you're going to want to tackle this part of your driveway rehab well before you start the sealing process, as the filling material does need plenty of time to cure. So you want to make sure to plan for the curing time that your asphalt patching process product requires, and then plan your driveway repair weekend accordingly.
Now, here's a tip to think about when you're shopping for your patching product. You want to remember that the more solids it contains, the better. So solids like asphalt and polymers and coal tar, those are better quality products, and they're going to last a lot longer and be more effective in terms of the results. Now, after you've patched and filled the cracks in the driveway, you got to allow plenty of time for the repairs to cure, and that's going to give you time to plan the sealing project. Now, the best time to apply the driveway sealer is when the weather forecast is rain-free and the daily temps are at least about 50 degrees. Not too hot, not too cold is best.
All right, now your next step is to wash the asphalt surface. So you want to use an oil cleaner for any stubborn oil stains, and you want to apply a mixture of TSP detergent and water to the entire surface using a stiff bristle brush. Now you can also use a pressure washer for this deep cleaning step. Now, once your driveway is completely dry, then it's time to apply the sealant using a squeegee, a roller, a broom, whatever you're comfortable with, and work in strokes parallel to your house and allow that sealant to dry. You've got to do it according to the manufacturer instructions. And then once it's dry, you can come back for another lap of applications, but this time work in passes that run perpendicular to the house. So you're crisscrossing those two layers so that you really get good coverage.
And once that finish has totally dried, and you got to stay off it, by the way, for a lot longer, I always think, than the manufacturer says. I like to leave like a full weekend for it to settle up. But you're going to have a good-looking driveway. It's going to work hard for you, and it's going to stand up to all of that winter road wear and tear and all that road salt, and it'll be good for a lot of years to come. And you saved a bunch of money because you did it yourself.
Pat in Illinois needs some help with a leak. Tell us what's going on.
I got new enlarged gutters and downspouts on. And they cut a trough out to my field, which is okay. We've had some torrential downpours, and this hasn't obviously been lately, but I got flooding in my basement. And I was told that there's a trough that is next to my block basement that is either inside or outside. I could see visually it coming in underneath my stairs as I cut away the drywall, and I'm not sure, because unfortunately the company that did it is out of business, if my trough is inside or outside.
Does the rainfall precipitate the flood, and does it always flood after a heavy rain?
You know, it never flooded. I built the basement on in an addition 12 years after I built the house. For really a storm shelter, and it never did until I put the new improved larger gutters, larger downspouts on.
Right. So obviously it's the issue is with the drainage of these spouts. And, you know, when you have an area that's susceptible to flooding, you need to discharge the water at least 4 to 6 feet from the foundation, if not further. I mean, if it's possible, I'd like to run the pipes out underground and take them to a dry well or take them to daylight somewhere if the property is set up such where you can get away with that. But you've got to manage the drainage. And I mean, it's great that you've got the bigger gutters because they're not going to clog as easily, but wherever these downspouts are hitting, that water's got to get far away from the house.
I think that was the case. I think what has happened is the abundance of rain that came over the gutters based on the mass that it came down. And again, it probably has happened before, but it never flooded down there.
Pat, whenever you get a flood that's consistent with rainfall, it's always, always, always drainage. Okay, it's not rising water tables or any of that other kind of stuff. It's always drainage, always. So it's a clogged gutter. It's a downspout that's dropping water too close to the house. It's soil that sloped back into the wall. Fix the drainage. You'll fix the flood, guaranteed. Pat, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on this fall season. I know there's a lot of stuff to tackle this time of year, but let's make a list. We'll go over it. We'll tell you what's important. So let us help you guys get things done right so that you can actually enjoy your weekends too. Give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still to come, with this cooler weather around the corner, you're going to be closing all your windows. So before you button up, we're going to tell you how you can improve the indoor air quality so you and your family can breathe easy all winter long. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Do you want to know how your business can start generating a ton of more buyers right now without any investment or risk? The answer is referrals. I'm Damon John from ABC's hit show, Shark Tank. My personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the master of generating high profit referrals. Jay knows over 150 ways to get people to refer your business to their high quality buyers. Risking money on unpredictable advertising is dangerous. So is speculating salaries on salespeople who just may not ever close. Referrals are the ultimate source of profit growth in a downturn. Referred buyers buy faster, spend more, buy more things, and cost you nothing. Want to learn Jay Abraham's 150 strategy referral mastery system? Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And first, guys, I just want to say thank you so much for being such amazing listeners of the Money Pit. We're so thankful to have you, the best audience around. And you know what, guys? If you want some more, subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. And you know what? If you like the podcast, share it with your friends. We are ranked among the best home and garden podcasts of all time for Apple. So we are thrilled, and it's all because of you guys. So tell your friends and everybody stop on by the Money Pit.
And if you give us a call with your home improvement question during today's show, we're going to toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat for a set of classic products from our friends at Jorgensen. This is a set of 6-inch and 10-inch Jorgensen adjustable hand screw clamps. These are well built. They are durable. They are also called parallel clamps, and they last and last and last. They feature seasoned straight grain hardwood maple wood jaws and steel spindles and hardwood handles. They go on and off quickly, and they don't mess up the surface of the finished project. They're worth $75 going out to one listener drawn at random. Check them out at ponyjorgensen.com and call us right now for the answer to your home improvement question and your chance to win at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
John in Delaware is dealing with a spider problem. I can't even talk about it for fear they will jump into my house. What's going on?
I moved to the beach about 10 years ago. I'm 12 miles from the water, but I don't know whether that's part of the problem or not, but we have spiders inside the house all the time. They're always in the corners of the rooms. It's rare to come into any room and not have one. And it seems like as quickly as you get rid of them a week later, you have more in the same areas, and it is very annoying.
What do you do to get rid of them, John?
The only thing I do is I try to kill them and knock down their little web.
Good luck with that. That's not working out too well for you, I bet, huh?
No, it's not.
You're not going to win the war if that's your treatment approach. The thing about insects today is
the best way to control them is through science. And if you look at a company like Orkin, you know, a company that's been around forever, these guys know exactly what insecticide to put down. They know how to put it down in the right amounts. And the products that they use today are very insect-specific. It used to be that there was sort of a broad-spectrum pesticide that was put down. Today, these pesticides are very, very specific for the problem. And if, you know, if I was dealing with this in my house, I wouldn't be running around with my boot trying to kill them all. I would have the pesticide applied the right amounts, right place, and be done with it. So I would recommend that you call Orkin and have that taken care of the right way. It's safer to do that than to buy over-the-counter pesticides, which you end up over-applying, which are far more dangerous in my view, and certainly a lot less frustrating than having to stomp them to death. Okay, so I would use a pesticide to control these spiders, and that's the best solution.
Okay, and you would not advise trying to do it on your own. You'd advise getting a company that's what, paying regularly to have them come back?
Yeah, you can't buy the products that a professional can buy. They're not available to the general public because they have to be applied just right. That's why it's a good idea to turn to a pro like Orkin. John, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, autumn's colors are something to look forward to every year, but the change of seasons also has its drawbacks, like allergies and energy costs, you know, those things.
And that's why it's important to do what you can to improve the inside air in your house, the indoor air quality. So step one is to change your filters. Now, good quality HVAC filters are going to capture about 90% of the large allergens, and that includes stuff like dust and pollen and mold spores from the air passing through it. And I got to tell you, in the thousands of inspections that I've done, so many times I open up the blower compartment on the furnace, and what comes out is a big lump of dust, you know, because the furnace filter was never replaced. So important that you keep changing that out. And if it's the disposable kind, we're talking about every 1 to 2 months. Now, if your family is prone to allergies, you should look for a filter with a MERV rating. That stands for the minimum efficiency reporting rating of at least 11, because that means it can do a good job at keeping out the dust and the pollen.
Yeah, and if you do change them out more frequently, like Tom said, it can even reduce the amount of energy that's needed to heat your home, which is going to lead to lower energy costs and reduce stress on your HVAC system.
Now, if you really want to step it up and you really want the best protection that you can get a filter system that will protect against microscopic airborne particles and even bacteria and viruses, and that is an electronic air cleaner. There are some great brands out there. Trane makes the Clean Effects. April Air makes a really good one. So think about one of those products. They have to be professionally installed, but boy, are they really terrific at killing everything that can get into the air in your house.
Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on and how we can lend a hand. Having a home can be stressful enough, so let us help take some of that stress off your shoulders and help you get those projects done right. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still to come, are you ready for some healthy home decor? We've got all natural decorating ideas to bring the colors and smells of autumn right into your house when the Money Pit continues.
Live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with us. If you're enjoying the program, do us a favor, would you? Tell a friend. Tell one person. If you don't like the show, well, we can keep that between us. But if you do, share it with somebody that you love. You can call us, of course, 24-7 to 888-MONEYPIT, or post your question like Helen did. And Helen shot us a question on MoneyPIT.com. She's dealing with a metal roof, Leslie.
That's right. She writes, we put a metal roof on our house, and the rain runoff is causing erosion. We love seeing the rain coming off the roof and don't want gutters. Can I put river rocks on the ground to create a dry creek, and do I need anything under those rocks?
Well, yeah. I mean, I love the metal roof and the idea that it looks beautiful with the water dripping off it. But if you have a basement or a crawl space, just be advised that that water coming off the roof can end up right in that space. If that is not the situation with you, I think, yes, go ahead and put the river rocks down or anything else that's not going to be impacted by the erosion. Because water is pretty corrosive. It's pretty aggressive. And it can really beat up that soil area. So you can create a beautiful dry riverbed of rocks there. In terms of what to put under it, the only thing I might put under it is filter cloth, because that will help prevent weeds from growing back up. But again, you need to make sure that that water is not causing a foundation problem, because it very well could be if you do not have gutters on your house.
Yeah, and you know what? Even if you don't have a basement, all of that water can cause a lot of issues to a foundation as well. So don't give up on the idea of gutters entirely, okay?
Well, fall is the most beautiful season of the year, and it's also one of the most beautiful seasons for home decorating. If you've got the rustic colors and the iconic images from harvest, but how do you pull all those ideas together from the natural world to decorate your home for fall? Well, Leslie has ideas on how to do just that in this edition of Leslie's Last Word. So, Leslie, should we go collect the beautiful leaves and pine cones?
Oh, absolutely. I totally love the fall. I mean, it's such a great season. You've got apple picking, pumpkin picking, the leaves are changing color, and, of course, Halloween. And if you plan it right, there are ways that you can have the decor that you put in the home this month take you all the way through Thanksgiving. So, first of all, you can use all of those late summer harvests to spruce up your front entry table or even your kitchen table. I'm talking about pumpkins, squashes, you can have baskets of colorful apples or gourds. All of that is a really natural way to just bring that color inside, and those do tend to last long. So you're able to keep that color out probably through most of the season and get you right through Thanksgiving. Also, you want to pull those colors for accents around your home as well. So think about your tablecloth, linens, towels, even pillows, vases, cookie jars, any sort of accent pieces that you might swap out throughout your home for the different seasons. I don't know if everybody does that. I kind of swap things out. So it's a really easy way to bring those colors in. Now, instead of flowers, you can put a really nice vase or some sort of jug or interesting, you know, barrel or container that feels sort of seasonal, and you can fill that with autumn leaves, and you can even do big branches, and you can really make an autumn sort of piece there that will work beautifully. And of course, the branches or the foliage or whatever you're bringing in from outside, you can vary the size depending on the space that you're going to place it in. And lastly, think about your other senses. Pine cones, cinnamon sticks, all of those bring in that autumny scent and starts getting you thinking of pumpkin spice lattes and sweaters and all the great stuff that the fall season is. So really look at what's around you and bring that fall into your home without spending a lot. You're going to be so happy.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, ceramic floors, ceramic tile floors, they are durable. They're super easy to care for. But what happens if one breaks and you just can't find a replacement? We're going to share some fast fix-ups for tile floors and more on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro. It is now official. Judge Amy Coney Barrett is President Trump's choice to serve on the Supreme Court.
In a White House Rose Garden ceremony, the president revealed his selection of the 48-year-old Barrett.
One of our nation's most brilliant and gifted legal minds.
He said the federal judge is an originalist.
Amy Coney Barrett will decide cases based on the text of the Constitution as written.
If confirmed by the Senate, Barrett made this promise.
I pledge to discharge the responsibilities of this job to the very best of my ability.
Republicans hope to confirm Barrett before the November 3rd election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In fact, Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Lindsey Graham says he hopes his committee will approve Barrett's nomination by the week of October 26th. Graham says the committee will hold 4 days of confirmation hearings the week of October 12th, and it would likely take another week to approve the nomination under committee rules. Washington Prayer March 2020 in the nation's capital this afternoon. The Franklin Graham-led event had people stopping at various locations around the nation's capital, silently praying before moving on to the next location. Vice President Pence reminded marchers that other presidents in this country have benefited from their faith.
Abraham Lincoln, before whose monument we stand today, said during his time in the White House, I have been driven many times to my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go. And President Donald Trump has observed many times that America is a nation of believers. And you proved that again today.
Check out more news and more analysis, both at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Lebanon's prime minister designate resigned after failing to form a government due to political impasse, dealing a blow to French President Macron's efforts to break a dangerous stalemate in that crisis-hit country.
Mustafa Adib announced his resignation to the media after becoming clear that a cabinet, according to the characteristic I had put in, is bound to fail, and out of my interest in protecting national unity according to the constitution, I apologize for continuing the mission of forming a government. The announcement, nearly a month after he was appointed to the job, further delays the prospect of getting the foreign economic assistance needed to rescue the country from collapse. Macron has been pressing Lebanese politicians to form a cabinet made up of non-partisan specialists that can work on enacting urgent reforms. France and other international powers have refused to provide aid before serious reforms are made. I'm Karen Chamas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Multiple ballots sent to the same address.
More than 1,000 Virginia voters who applied for absentee ballots have received an extra one in the mail, state Republican Party officials said Friday. The mix-up comes shortly after a Democratic push to expand absentee voting in a bid to reduce the spread of the coronavirus. As a result, absentee ballots no longer require an excuse, and any registered voter is allowed to request one. While mail-in and absentee voting has surged to record highs this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, President Trump has repeatedly argued it would lead to voter fraud. Patrick Foss reporting.
A former college entrance exam administrator pleading guilty to taking bribes to help wealthy parents rig their kids' test scores as part of the college admissions bribery scheme. The 46-year-old woman says that she regrets the harm she caused her school, her students, and the companies that trusted her. She and several others facing sentencing in December. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
happening with the Supreme Court justice seat. We're also going to see Joe Biden's on the road today. It doesn't look like Donald Trump is, but tomorrow he'll be in Jacksonville, Florida, and then he'll move on from there. Joining us in a matter of moments, General H.R. McMaster wrote a great book called Battlegrounds, The Fight to Defend the Free World, National Security Advisor to the President of the United States for 13 months under the Trump administration, and he has the template for the future. Write a book without being critical of individuals. Don't make it page six and stab in the back. Tell the story from your perspective and then let everybody know the inside story without giving away secrets. John Bolton didn't do that. Obviously, Bob Woodward didn't do that. All these other tell-all books are they just tell gossip. This tells facts, and it's just phenomenal, and you got to go grab it. We'll talk to the general in just a second, so let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Troubling new signs of a new coronavirus surge in the U.S. during a week that's seen the nation's death toll top 200,000.
That is just a little bit of NBC's comments on COVID-19. The number one target, and to the president, it is China's fault. The communists have to be made to pay for this. He made that clear to the United Nations yesterday. We have 200,000 dead, and the cases are rising in 27 states.
Number two.
Topics have been revealed for the first debate between President Trump and Joe Biden. Chris Wallace of Fox News will moderate Tuesday night. The debate will be broken into six 15-minute segments. The topics are the Trump and Biden records, the Supreme Court, COVID-19, the economy, the integrity of the election, and, quote, race and violence in our cities.
Well, that's about it. They'll need more than 90 minutes, I think. Election 42 days away. The first debate 6 days away. And we now have the topics you just heard. We'll take a look at the polls. The president pulls ahead in Florida and in Arizona, but very close.
Number one.
Like it or not, the Supreme Court vacancy has become maybe the most important issue in this presidential race.
Senator John Kennedy, all about politics. 2020 election is all about filling the Supreme Court justice seat for now. President seems to have the votes and has the candidate. He'll announce it Saturday. Do the Democrats have a plan, a nuclear plan, to blow up the Constitution as we know it? We'll talk about that in a second. But let's bring in General H.R. McMaster. His book is now out. It's called Battlegrounds, The Fight to Defend the Free World. General, welcome to Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, Brian, what a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much.
Well, I feel the same with you. I was so glad to see you on 60 Minutes, and the first question was the obvious one. And you answered it without even being asked, really. And you said, look, my publisher, they all wanted me to write this tell-all book about Trump. There are all these books out there, but you're not going to do it. Because what you did is you're going to tell your point of view with all your years of experience, your PhD in history, and you're going to say, this is what I brought to the table in 13 months. And this is where we are as a country. How hard was that to do to convince your publisher to go with your vision?
Yeah, it was hard, Brian. I'm telling you, my publisher, my agents, and everything. I mean, at one point, I had to threaten to fire people. I was like, I mean, I really wanted to do something that I hope is produce something that's useful to the American people. You know, I want to be really a contributor to bringing the country together and to understanding these really crucial challenges to our future. And, you know, I think it's time, it's past time, right, for all of us to work together to build a better future for generations to come. And I hope that the description of the challenges we're facing, the opportunities we have that we could exploit, I hope it's useful to readers.
So General, you fly in very good, in very important circles. I mean, the people that you call friends are guys like General McChrystal, General Petraeus. You have Admiral McRaven. These are the people of this generation. We learned to find out who our leaders were because of the wars, Afghanistan since 9/11 and Iraq and all the other conflicts that have followed. Why is it that they would have hesitated to join Trump administration and you didn't?
Well, you know, I don't know, Brian. I just think, I mean, obviously I have tremendous respect for all of them. I mean, I've fought alongside them, you know, fighting really these enemies of all civilized people that we've been engaged with since the mass murder attacks of 9/11. But I think all of us in uniform and even the has-been generals like me now, we have to resist that tendency to be pulled into partisan politics, right? And for me, I mean, President Trump, if you count the time that I was at West Point, he's the fifth commander-in-chief I had the privilege of serving. And every day was a gift for me to be able to serve our country and to serve alongside amazing young men and women who decided to serve their country in uniform. So for me, it wasn't even a question of whether or not I would join the administration and try to help a new president confront these challenges that I describe in the book.
How would you replace Michael Flynn? Who's the Michael Flynn you know?
Yeah, he's a good man. I mean, I'll tell you, Brian, I served alongside of him in Iraq and in Afghanistan. And, you know, I've got tremendous respect for him. I mean, we worked super well together on a number of occasions while he was in uniform. And I just don't think that – I think the way that he was treated was kind of a travesty. And anyway, I wish the best for him and his family. They've been through hell, really. And I haven't had contact with him, you know, because he had all this investigation thing and everything else. I talked to him when I took over the job. But obviously, I wish him and his family well.
So, General, I found your book fascinating. Just to bring me inside and get your – here's what you know and here's what you think. Here's what you know and here's what you think. So let's go through some hot spots now. And the President of the United States was speaking to the United Nations yesterday, had to do it on tape because of the pandemic, and he really took aim at China when it comes to the coronavirus. And he's quickly to say this, that the China virus, for a reason, cut 30.
As we pursue this bright future – we must hold accountable the nation which unleashed this plague onto the world, China. In the earliest days of the virus, China locked down travel domestically while allowing flights to leave China and infect the world. The Chinese government and the World Health Organization, which is virtually controlled by China, falsely declared that there was no evidence of human-to-human transmission. Later, they falsely said people without symptoms would not spread the disease. The United Nations must hold China accountable for their actions.
How about him confronting them, confronting the world, calling out China in front of the world? Are you for that?
Okay. Yeah, Brian, that was so important. I mean, it's important. His message is important, but where he's doing it is important. To do it in front of the UN and in front of the world. Because, you know, there's this narrative these days, you know, Xi Jinping and China, they're acting out because, you know, the Trump administration is so mean. I mean, really, God. I mean, they foisted this virus on the world. Then they added insult to injury with this wolf warrior diplomacy in Europe. The People's Liberation Army is bludgeoning Indian soldiers to death on the Himalayan frontier. They passed this national security law, and they're repressing human freedom in Hong Kong. They're engaged in the biggest land grab, so to speak, in history in the South China Sea. They're threatening Taiwan. They're doing major cyber attacks all around the world, attacking medical research facilities in the middle of a pandemic. Okay, how is that a U.S.-China problem? It is a free world China problem. And I think when historians look back at the first term of the Trump administration, or these first years of President Trump, the first year really, they're going to say that he enacted the greatest shift in American foreign policy since the end of the Cold War. And that's recognizing that we're in a competition with the Chinese Communist Party and their aggressive policies.
Yeah, and here's their quote in response. China firmly rejects and opposes the groundless accusations made by the U.S. When the international community is going all out to fight COVID-19, the U.S. is spreading this political virus. So that's not much of an answer. Now we understand they're going to form another concentration camp, this time Tibetans. We already know what they've done to the Uyghurs, Muslims. And we know they're starting to get emboldened in the South China Sea, if that's indeed possible. What is interesting, you said on 60 Minutes, you said the perceived chaos here is showing them an opening. How are they interpreting our political infighting?
Well, you know, I think they think they're winning. They think that they're on top. They think, you know, what they do is, you know, a chapter of the book, I call it turning weakness into strength. They perceive our democratic system as a weakness, right? They could never stand their own people having the gall to say that they ought to have a say in how they're governed, right? So they see us as weak because of our democratic processes to begin with. But now they see us pitted against each other, you know, on all of these, you know, these issues of race and immigration and gun control, whatever, you know, you fill in the blank. And I think that they take heart in seeing us at each other's throats. I mean, I think what's needed more than ever, you know, is respectful discussion of these challenges and an opportunity for us to come together and figure out what we have to work on together as Americans. Restore, you know, our confidence in who we are as a people. We ought to be proud, Brian. I mean, even in the craziness of this presidential election, we ought to be proud that we actually do have a say in how we're governed, and people in China don't, right? So So I think we have a real opportunity to gain strength out of these, you know, these crises that we're going through today. And part of that is going to be to confront, you know, the Chinese Communist Party and this their effort to export this authoritarian system. You mentioned, you know, their statement. You know, they always talk cooperation when they're doing exactly the opposite. And you, what you'll hear sometimes, and you hear this from opponents of the president sometimes, because I think they're so opposed to President Trump sometimes that they begin to develop an affinity, you know, for Xi Jinping. But they'll say, well, we should be cooperating more. On what issues, right?
Exactly. I mean,
if it's climate change and pollution, China is poisoning the world, right? They're building, you know, over 200 coal-fired plants, right? I mean, I think they talk this great game. They'll say environment and cooperation, but they do exactly the opposite.
And, General, you know, that's why it was so important the president brought that up. They pollute the oceans with their plastics and their plants, the air with their power plants. And he's trying to say, listen, I know there's green people listening right now and wants to make us the enemy. But before you get on us for leaving the Paris climate deal, understand who's polluting the world. And understand he didn't want to get and you'd had a whole chapter on the Paris plan. And you were for staying in it, but you understand where the president was coming from. American taxpayer dollars going to countries without our say because we signed on to a universal document that never was ratified by the Senate.
Right, and even worse, Brian, I mean, I write in the book, okay, hey, I wanted to stay because I thought, okay, we'll use up too much capital with our allies and that kind of thing. But hey, I think I was wrong about that, you know. And when I look back on it, the positive of us getting out of it is that it gave us a false sense of security. It was like a feel-good exercise, right? It didn't do anything, really, to avert, you know, the damage to the environment or the dangers of climate change. And so I think what we need is real solutions, right? There are all these fake solutions, this ridiculous, like, Green New Deal, right? We need something in between, right? We don't want to be climate deniers, right? But we also don't want to sign up for a program that's going to do more harm than good, and it is utterly realistic that would destroy our economy.
And
you know what I write about in the book? There are actually real solutions available.
And one of which is capitalism that gave us fracking. This innovative technology
Absolutely.
Allowed us to burn clean, natural gas and get away from coal in a market with a market economy, a entrepreneurial approach. It's the best product wins as opposed to politics suppressing an advantage. And that's what you write about. Every time you get close to politics, it's like you intentionally pull back, which makes people pay attention, I hope, because they realize you're not on anybody's team. You're red, white, and blue, not red and blue.
Well, thanks, Brian. I really appreciate it because, you know, there are so many solutions out there. And, you know, this book was kind of a self-education for me, too. I mean, I really enjoyed the opportunity to write it. And
Right. So
I worked with some great students out here, too, at Stanford, my research assistants. And, you know, what's funny is working with them, they're like, well, you know, we never thought about these problems this way. And so
Right.
it was really like a miniature seminar that produced this book. And I hope readers find it helpful and it helps strengthen our country and strengthen the free world.
I want to have a few more minutes with you, so we'll take a quick break, come back, because General Keane weighed in on Iran, and I want you to weigh in on what he just said. You played a key role in the surge that he helped design. General H.R. McMaster is here. His book, Battlegrounds, The Fight to Defend the Free World, is now out. You got to grab it. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened, but your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-718-4498. That's 800-718-4498 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020 as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. Call for more information with one of our compassionate counselors today. Your call is completely anonymous. Remember, the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020 as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. Call 800-718-4498. That's 800-718-4498 today. Sponsored by Mark J. Vernon Partners, LLC.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room 1 is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room 2 are going to have to wait. We're down to 1 hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A runner who sacrificed his own time during a race to help a stranger makes today's Dean's List. Indianapolis Sheridan sophomore Levi LaGrange and senior Axel Allman were competing against each other and two other runners. Axel was trailing Levi in the 5K with a half a mile left. He was running up a hill and rolled his ankle. It happened right in front of Axel, and he knew Levi was in pain. So Axel asked if he was okay, and Levi told him he was hurting. Levi told Axel to go ahead and he would be fine, but Axel didn't leave. Instead, he helped his new friend for the rest of the way. Axel says, as soon as I saw him, I knew I had to do something. It seemed like the right thing to do, and that mattered more than the race. I told him I wasn't going to leave, and he even let him finish ahead. If there's any lesson to be learned by this, Axel says, I would just really hope people do the right thing. Axel and Levi, you are both amazing human beings. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
No other player in history of baseball affected how the game was played more than Babe Ruth. He changed the game from an inside game of scratching for one or two runs to a game of power. His career included 714 home runs. He retired from the game and was elected to the first class in the new Baseball Hall of Fame. With all that, the Babe still wished for more.
I've had three ambitions in my life. One was to hit 700 home runs. The other was to play 20 years. And the next one was to be in 10 World Series. I succeeded in one last year, making my 10th World Series. And next year gives me the opportunity to play in 20 years. And if I had 46 home runs, I'd have my 700 home runs, and I'll sure be satisfied with everything.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Winter is coming, but that's not a tease for a new season of Game of Thrones. But with the colder weather on the horizon, it means outdoor dining will soon come to an end. John Arena owns the Chestnut Hill Grill in Philadelphia.
Once the dining outside is closed and once it gets cold, it will definitely be a struggle.
It's not just restaurants. As the pandemic continues, many people are looking to extend the outdoor dining season at home. One way to do that is buying an outdoor heat lamp or a fire pit. Retailers say sales are hot for both electric and propane models. Wayfair, the online furniture retailer, says searches for patio heaters jumped 70% over recent years. Home Depot also reporting strong demand, and if you do find them, you might get a chill when you see the price tag. A high-end model sells for nearly $350, although smaller heaters will run you much less. Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
They are back on their heels more than I've ever seen in the 40 years of their existence. They are now openly admitting that there's espionage and sabotage going on in their country. They're not accidental explosions. The centrifuge plant, they believe, now was blown up by people in their own country. That is a serious statement that's taken place there. That is a low-level insurgency that has taken place inside of Iran. They're certainly not using that word.
General Jack Keane, who's as respected as anyone that I know in military strategies, and he has gotten information that that is going on inside Iran. General H.R. McMaster's here. His book, Battlegrounds, is out, The Fight to Defend the Free World. General, your reaction to that, and does that show that the president's policy that you help implement against Iran is working?
Absolutely, Brian. I mean, this is a really important policy shift that we put in place very early based on the president's guidance. I mean, I think you could say that if the Obama administration succeeded in one thing, it was in empowering Iran across the greater Middle East. And so this policy of acknowledging, hey, the nature of the regime, the ideology that drives them since 1979, and recognizing, hey, they've been fighting a proxy war against us, the great Satan, Israel, the little Satan, and the Arab monarchies for 40 years. And the tide has really turned, I think, thanks to this strong policy of forcing the regime to make a choice. Hey, Supreme Leader Khamenei, do you want to be a terrorist state or do you want to act like a responsible nation? You can't have it both ways anymore. And the problem with future U.S. policy, and what I write about in Battlegrounds, I mean, across multiple administrations, has been this pipe dream of a conciliatory approach with Iran. You know, that they're gonna change. They're gonna be like the Grinch, you know, at Christmas Eve. Their hearts are gonna grow two sizes bigger. You know, they're gonna change. It's not gonna happen. And so now the regime is in a tight spot. They're putting out, you know, their shop window for the regime. You know, Zarif, their foreign minister, who speaks great English, but is really powerless in the country. Right. It's really all about the Supreme Leader and the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps. So, and you know, the Iranian people, they're fed up with it, too. I mean, I think it's an important shift.
And the administration you were part of reapproached Israel, moved the capital to Jerusalem. UAE, yeah. Bahrain has recognized Israel because of Iran. So there's Saudi Arabia, Sudan, and Oman could be next.
Right.
I don't even in your books, General, when you spoke, and you used to be a professor at a war college, and you got your PhD. No one expected this. Am I correct?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I think the administration set out to create these conditions from the beginning. And, you know, I mean, Jared Kushner gets hammered all the time. You know, but he ought to get some credit for this because, you know, this was in large measure his vision from the beginning. And what's important, Brian, is I think if your listeners go back to the president's trip to Saudi Arabia, remember at the time, yeah. It was like, hey, what is Donald Trump doing going to Saudi Arabia? Well, what he was doing was trying to effect a sea change in the region. And if you read his speech in Riyadh, and then you read King Salman's speech in Riyadh, I mean, that was phenomenal in terms of how integrated their approaches were. And right. The country, who had been the greatest proponent of this ideology of hatred, indicated that they were going to change. Now, you know, everybody should be skeptical about it. We kind of try to follow through on all this.
Right.
But what you're seeing now is a fundamental shift in the region, recognizing that Iran is the problem. And also recognizing that this extremist ideology, you know, this irreligious ideology is a problem.
General H.R. McMaster, pick up his book, Battlegrounds, The Fight to Defend the Free World. It is so insightful. I appreciate it. And, General, hope you come back on the back end of your tour.
Hey, Brian, thanks so much. Great to be with you.
All right, go get him.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download Perino and Steierwald. I'll tell you what.
The nightmare scenario is Trump wins by 530 votes.
But I think it's 536 if you want to count all of them.
From Palm Beach County. But let's say you have a situation like that and the Supreme Court is in the case and all of those things. And then Trump stays in office. I think the riots that we've seen to this point would be kid stuff.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcast.com.
We're a nation founded on principles, on freedom.
With leaders who've changed the course of human civilization.
When we take part in democracy,
we control our destiny.
We exercise our rights and hold our leaders accountable.
And we always speak our mind.
We may be separated by issues,
but we're united by a common truth.
America's ultimate power lies in her people.
Democracy 2020. It's in your hands. Fox News. America is watching. Military Matters.
In its 2019 report to Congress, the Pentagon said China had the largest navy in Asia. Now, it's bigger than the U.S. Navy. That, according to the Pentagon's new military assessment of China.
We may face eroding competitive military advantage.
Chad Sabraja is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for China and spoke to the American Enterprise Institute.
It is likely that China will seek to build a military that is equal to, or in some cases superior to, the U.S. military or the military of any other great power that China perceives as a potential threat.
In the past year, the Defense Department says China has added to its stockpile of intermediate-range ballistic missiles. The new report says China will double its nuclear warheads over the next decade. U.S. intelligence says China has roughly 200 nuclear warheads right now. The U.S. military has roughly 3,800 and plans to deploy land-based intermediate-range missiles to the region after leaving the INF treaty with Russia, which barred the U.S. from having missiles in this range. For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
Tuesday, President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden face off in an epic showdown to decide the future of our nation.
This is the most important election in the history of our country.
This is our moment. This is our mission.
Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace moderates the first presidential debate from Cleveland, Ohio. Listen to Fox News radio coverage starting at 8 p.m. East with an hour-long pre-show hosted by national correspondent Jared Halpern and political analyst Josh Krausar. Download the Fox News app and click listen at the bottom of the screen to hear it live.
It's a big doubleheader on Fox. First, the 49ers.
Leaps for the touchdown.
Take on the Giants.
What a throw. Wow.
Then, in America's game of the week.
They can't stop us.
Zeke and the boys are hungry and ready for a huge showdown.
Another big play. He's incredible.
Against Russell Wilson and the Seahawks.
Pass is caught for the touchdown.
It all kicks off Sunday at 1 Eastern on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1980.
5 seconds to the gold medal. Four to the gold medal. This impossible dream comes true.
The jury took less than 2 hours to reach its verdict. Remarkably fast when you consider they had 33 separate murders to consider.
I can't say at this moment what other nations will not go to the Summer Olympics in Moscow. Ours will not go.
I aim to try and tap that great American spirit that opened up this completely undeveloped continent from coast to coast and made it a great nation.
This individual, Mr. Chapman, came up behind him and called to him, Mr. Lenin, and then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
News as it happened. News as it happened.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. In cities across the country, violent crime is up sharply.
We are dealing with a perfect storm, and there's no doubt about it.
Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City, which has major spikes in homicides and gun crimes. Criminologists like Christopher Herman at John Jay College look at the numbers and say,
eventually, you kind of have to say that this is a big problem.
Some criminal justice experts blame the health crisis and economic hardships due to COVID-19. Others see frustrations over the police killing of George Floyd and other black Americans. And there's a school of thought that the police themselves contribute to the problem, that calls to defund the police, coupled with arrests of cops involved in wrongful killings and over-policing in minority communities, has caused officers to under-police, to do less to stop crime. Whatever it is, anti-crime activist Erica Ford says something has to be done about it.
You can feel the tension. You can cut it with a knife.
With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch.
And that is Hillary Clinton giving terrible advice to Joe Biden because she's a terrible person. With me right now is Dagan McDowell. And I'm actually the first person I've seen in person in studio. Right, Allison? We haven't had anybody in studio. Maybe Carly Shimkus came in once because we're not allowed to have guests in the building because of the coronavirus.
I have been here every single day, even
during the shutdown.
Yeah.
Since mid-March. I did see you in the hall, though, and you always kind of run away from me when I try to talk to you in part, like, real person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You used to be right next door to me.
Yes.
And we used to be able to talk all the time. We should set up a breezeway. Dagan McDowell, Fox Business Network, you see all over our channel, too, because he's on the 5. Were you on the 5 yesterday?
Monday and Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday. So Dagan's here. We just talked to the President of the United States. Very nice of him to join us. And one thing is I did not get a chance to talk about, and that is the economy, the jobs we lost, or unemployment claims, 870,000.
Right. So these are weekly jobless claims. This is first people filing first time unemployment.
Under
benefits.
A million for the 3 weeks in a row.
Right. So it's under a million, but still 870,000 is still exceedingly high. And the continuing claims, this is the total number of people collecting unemployment benefits at the state level, came in at 12.58 million. These are people who are still collecting unemployment. That's down. The record high was almost 25 million in early May. The president, and this is just my opinion, he's got to talk about the economy. He's got to talk about the road ahead. How do we fight the virus? Vaccines, vaccines, vaccines. And then also, how does he get the American people back to where we were at the end of last year? And I'm talking about the poverty rate falling to the lowest level in 60 years, and then wages, median household income last year, and the Wall Street Journal editorial board has written about this, rose by the biggest increase on record. And if you go down and look at where people were at the end of last year, household incomes increased more among Hispanics, Black Americans, Asian Americans, foreign-born workers versus whites in this country. So, again, it was income inequality shrinking, a rising tide lifting every single person's boat. But he needs to talk more about that, because that's not what you're hearing from the Biden campaign. The Biden campaign just wants to make it about a referendum on his personality and how he handled the coronavirus.
And they, with the Supreme Court justice, they know they can't stop it, but they can bring up goodbye Obamacare and your health care, and that's where they want to make gains. That's why the president today is going to make an announcement. He's going to have an executive order.
So to link all those thoughts, the Democrats talk about, okay, SCOTUS is going to have to rule on the lawsuit that essentially dismantles the rest of Obamacare. What about your pre-existing conditions? The president today, I think, is going to come out with an executive order to ensure that pre-existing conditions will continue to be covered by people's health insurance in this country. It's something he's talked about and promised. He has not yet done. But he won on Obamacare largely because people hated it so much. I remember when Kellyanne Conway joined the campaign in the summer of 2016, and she said, you watch the premium increases for Obamacare and people's health insurance are going to come out in October right before the election. So he's got to fight that. But the Democrats could bite themselves, in the ass if, say, it's Amy Coney Barrett and they attack her and it winds up looking like a sexist religious persecution, that alienates not just Catholics in this country, but women and people, anybody of faith. So that could backfire if they're not careful.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. They got to be quicker than that, because in 2018 they paid the price for that, because pre-existing conditions being taken away is something that they built on to win the midterm elections, or at least get the House in the midterm elections. They did add some senators. So it's going to be interesting, because the President of the United States has been outspent 2-1. Lindsey Graham was just on our channel and says he's been outspent 3-1 in the state of South Carolina, which is, as you know, you're a Southern girl, extremely red. He's in a basically dead heat with this guy, Jamie Harrison,
right,
who's got no track record. He's just not Lindsey Graham, and Lindsey Graham is associated with the President of the United States.
Right.
Go ahead.
And so when you have that money advantage and you have much of the media in your camp, in your pocket even, then you have fewer people who are out and experiencing campaigns and messages in a more traditional way. And that's why the involvement of Mike Bloomberg and his money is so,
and the president's fighting it.
Questionable.
Yeah. So here is the other big story is, especially in Manhattan, where 85% of the eateries, the restaurants, did not pay their rent. They don't have the money. They are eating outdoors, a handful of tables, if they can. And then the 25% goal at September 30th, they get 25%. It's just not working. Now, out in California, they have nothing. They can't open it at all.
Right.
And they are marching on the Capitol. Oh, this woman who made a big name for herself by taping Nancy Pelosi getting her hair done in her salon is one of these people marching. Listen to what she's saying has happened to business. Cut 32.
Hero. I'm just a mother with two children and trying to support my family. And being shut down for 6 months is just way too long. I mean, we were supposed to open midsummer, and a lot of us restaurant workers, salon owners, spent almost the last of our money to reopen our businesses safely and got denied.
And that's the story of owner after owner. These politicians have no sense of business. They don't know what it's like to give people, make people a living, pay rent, have sign leases, employ people. I just can't believe some of the things that are going on right now in the name of the virus. I doubt the sincerity.
Particularly here in New York, I still think you'll have 2/3 of all restaurants in New York City go out of business. You can't, if you get rid of outdoor dining, and just the weather might do it for you. It's supposed to end, I think, at the end of October. You're going to tell them they can open at 25% capacity. They can't survive on that. They can't not only not pay their rent, they can't afford to bring people into the kitchen and serve people. And I don't, what are these politicians, say de Blasio and Cuomo, what do they think happens to the finances of a city? They're crying hard times, wanting the federal government to give them money, acting like it's President Trump's fault, but then you're driving people away because of the crime in the streets and it's like an open sewer in hell. But then you also are driving businesses under because of your crackpot, haphazard policies. You will have a city financially that collapses in on itself quickly.
Do you know that the rate of people getting sick in colleges and young people getting sick is infinitesimal? It's not happening. And people that test positive isolate and come back. But thankfully, they're not being seriously hurt or hospitalized. Well, I was watching this last night. Phil Kirpin joined Laura Ingraham last night. Mm-hmm. And he's on the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, trying to figure out how dangerous this virus is and what it means for business schools opening up. And the numbers are so low, even for teachers, that this shows that these schools should not be shut down. Listen to Phil, cut 31.
We didn't have outbreaks. We didn't have increased spread. Children seem to terminate infection chains, not to pass this on. And we have a lot of research now that children may even have a protective effect around adults because they expose them to other normal, everyday viruses that build up their immune systems. And so I'm not surprised by these results. I think this was expected. I think the media is very disappointed that they're not getting the big outbreaks that they were hoping for another big crisis and more scare stories. I don't know if you noticed the Washington Post headline on this actually said, you know, study shows no school outbreaks yet. They put the word yet in there, like they're still holding out hope that it's going to happen. And the other thing that was really interesting in this Brown study, Laura, is they actually found that among teachers, the infection rates were very, very low everywhere, but among teachers, they were slightly higher for the teachers who were doing remote instruction.